You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Five people died and several others missing following recent floods in KwaZulu-Natal. The Provincial Cooperative Governance MEC, Bongi Sithole Moloi, says eight people were rescued and more than six vehicles have been recovered after flood water swept through Margate on Sunday. Now, for more on this, we're joined on the line by the KwaZulu-Natal Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson, Siboniso Mngadi. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good afternoon to you and good morning to the listeners.
Mngadi, five people died and several others missing. Is that death toll still the same? And are you able to give us the number of people that are still missing?
Yeah, well, as of yesterday evening, that was the number that was confirmed by our search and rescue teams that have been working on the ground as part of the MOPAP operations and assessment. So far, we are yet to receive the overnight report, which will give us an indication whether that number has changed or remained the same. We had like very few people that were reported missing. What we are encouraging is the families and also communities also to come forward very early to report should someone have not been home over the past 2 days, because on Sunday night, the rain was quite bad and anything could have happened. So as our team continue with the assessment, we do discover such incidents where people have passed away. And also we are mostly encouraging families to come forward so that we can record them as missing people.
Now, you were referring to mop-up operations. Tell us about the work yesterday in Margate and other affected areas, and how has the work gone so far, and how extensive is the damage?
The damage is quite extensive. If you look at Market Town, a number of businesses remain closed because of the infrastructure that was severely damaged there. There were also businesses along the beachfront of Market that were washed away. Some of the roads remain open, they remain closed because they were not accessible. The Rengonyane local municipality have taken a decision to close 10 of the beaches as a precautionary measure. They will continue to monitor the water quality, and once they are satisfied that they are safe for bathing, then they will reopen those beaches. There is quite a number of public infrastructure, such as sewer pumps, electricity, cable lights that were also destroyed along the process. But we have brought together a number of departments, including transport, to look into the road infrastructure, the water infrastructure. The municipality will attend to that with the state. But the MEC has also informed the national department to come and also intervene to make the funds available, because the devastation is quite huge and no municipality that can afford the repairs in that regard.
I thank you so much for that update. Siboniso Mngadi, spokesperson for the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs in KwaZulu-Natal.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.